It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Atlanta Hawks season is underway. Caleb Johnson goes joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Of course, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Hawks insider and reporter. And most recently, you've been hearing him a lot on the Hawks pre- and post-game shows as well. Caleb, look, I just got back from vacation. And before I left, the Hawks were off to a pretty good start to the season. I get back on dry land. I don't think they had won a game since. Kind of catch me up. I mean, they're 3-5 right now, just in general, and we'll get into specifics of players and development and mindset and all that. But just in general, even with the injuries that they're dealing with, what do you make of the 3-5 start?
Yeah, Abe, it's been a bit of a weird start, quite honestly. I think they were fortunate to begin the year playing the Brooklyn Nets, who are quite obviously in a bit of a tank mode, and then follow that up with the Charlotte Hornets, who, you know, want to be better, but are still very much led by a disastrous LaMelo Ball, who's a bit selfish and all over the place. And so you got off to a good start with those two teams. And then, you know, you're hit smack with the number one seed in the West last year in the Thunder. And okay, you can expect a little stumble there. Then you go and play the Wizards. And, hey, I mean, the Wizards are actually a bad basketball team. But somehow they beat you 2 games in a row, getting hot, shooting the ball. And then as you run into injuries, and then what, Sacramento. And then you get a nice little win over the Pelicans on Sunday. You're feeling good about yourself because, hey, the Pelicans are a banged-up team, but you are as well. And then you have to come back and play the Boston Celtics, the former, you know, the reigning champions, who were just chilling in Atlanta for the last couple of days before they had to play you. Meanwhile, you probably only got a couple of hours of sleep if you're the Hawks before you had to get up, go to shoot around, and you know, have this whole game. Well, I guess they didn't have shoot around yesterday, but still, it's just one of those. It's been a tough little bit of a schedule just so far overall without having the injuries. And then you throw on top of, I mean, this is a roster that you could talk about depth, and sure, it is better in spots than it's been in the past. But this is not a basketball team that can really deal with injuries, and especially some of the areas that they've dealt with injuries, of whether it's been at guard, you know, and then a couple of their strong defenders. When you have been missing DeAndre Hunter for quite some time, but you missed Dyson Daniels for a couple of games, and you saw the difference of like, okay, no Dyson Daniels in the lineup. This team is an absolute disaster defensively. Especially with no DeAndre. So it's been a weird one, Abe, and I unfortunately don't think it's going to get any easier, quite honestly, as the East has been very much a conference that is showing that, yeah, this is going to be anyone's conference up for grabs. It's the top two teams. It's the Celtics and the Cavs, and then it's everyone else who's going to be just fighting for a spot amongst the mess. But with the Knicks coming up, and then you got to face the Celtics, I think, next week. Like, things just don't get any easier for this team.
Yeah, you got games coming up. You do get Detroit and then the Bulls, then Boston again, as you mentioned. That's on November 12th. Well, again, before we get into the other players here, Caleb Johnson joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta Hawks reporter here for 92.9 The Game. Let's forget what the record is now. I want to ask you, what were your expectations for this season coming in? And then on the backside of that, have they already changed just 8 games in?
I don't think the expectations have changed. The expectations were always pretty low. This team was expected to, like, this is a season of development. This is a season of, as much as Trae Young said last year and as much as he said in the offseason, hey, I want to win. Well, guess what? You're still playing for the Atlanta Hawks on a basketball team that drafted the number one overall pick and changed their focus, I think, when that happened. Of, hey, instead of us trying to be a win-now team, we're going to be more of a team that has young players that we're trying to develop. You're seeing that. I think I took the mindset of, hey, this is a team that could really surprise a lot of people, because I think so many people were down on this team because you traded away a guy like DeJounte Murray, and what you got in return wasn't the big flashy names. So you had the expectation of, okay, well, this team's just not going to be as good because they didn't go get a DeMar DeRozan. They didn't go get, you know, some other big free agent names. They didn't trade for anybody that was a big standout name. However, I think that potential is still available because of how bad the East is for the Hawks to end up surprising people and being a play-in or maybe somehow squeaking away to being a playoff team. But this season was all about development, about, hey, let's get the rookie Zachary Risacher, you know, feeling comfortable. He's young. He's 19 years old. He's got to get his feet out from underneath him and figure out, you know, what it's going to be like to play an 82-game regular season. Meanwhile, he was playing overseas at about, like, 30 games a season. So, it's, you know, it's a pretty big difference that he's going to have. Then you got a guy like Dyson Daniels, who is young, hasn't played a whole lot for the Pelicans, but what we had seen from him is some really strong defense. And then I think, you know, what everybody's been waiting for is the emergence of Jalen Johnson. We had not seen that in the first, honestly, four games. You could say, I mean, there had been spurts where his stat line was good, but I think Jalen, really, that New Orleans game, he stood out. And even last night in a big-time loss, I think Jalen himself played particularly well, even if the rest of the team didn't. And that's something that, you know, we're going to be looking to see increase as we keep going, as he's going to be a guy that a lot of people have kind of circled as potential comeback player of the year, or most improved, I should say, most improved player of the year kind of a type of a player.
Caleb Johnson, Atlanta Hawks reporter here for 92.9 The Game. So let's go to Zachary Risacher then, and maybe what you've seen from development from him. And then also how it's different for him than maybe he would have thought or the team would have thought because of injury, he's now forced into that.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
At starting role.
Yeah, I think that's a part of this that's definitely changed things is I thought coming into the season that there was a very high possibility that DeAndre Hunter was going to be playing on a different team just because I thought he would want that, quite honestly, and I thought the Hawks would go in that direction. It seemed rather apparent that his trade market was not that robust, very similar to, honestly, how things have been for Clint Capella. And so when he did return, it was like, okay, good. So Zach is going to have that opportunity to come off the bench with DeAndre, you know, doing his thing, especially, you know, being a strong defensive point for this team. We should have expected this, though. Right? We should have expected that because this has been every season that DeAndre Hunter has been with this team as he's dealing with some type of injury, and now we're dealing with injury management, you know, which is like somewhat being proactive and not wanting this knee to get any worse. Thankfully, he's actually been upgraded from out to questionable ahead of the Knicks game, so we might actually see him play against the Knicks. But all of that has really kind of changed what has been the role for Zachary Risacher, and I think it has thrust him earlier than you would have liked. I thought he might start coming into the year just because of how the team would want to split offense and different role players throughout, you know, their bench versus starters. But then it kind of made sense of like, all right, no, you want this guy to see how the game is settling in and then bring him to be a part of that off the bench and see if he can thrive in that role, knock down some shots. Well, with him starting, he is playing against the top competition of his opponents, and he's been exposed. It's one of those, I don't think it's really anything that you have to be that concerned about. We all knew, like even as great as Victor Wembanyama was last year, he got exposed plenty of times early on because that's just what happens to rookies. And so you were thinking, oh, well, Zach's going to be in a better position because he's not going to have to start, but he has as of late. And so I think he struggled as of late, and more so in the confidence area than anything, because whether or not shots fall, you know, Quinn Snyder talks all the time about it's not about whether or not they go in, it's whether or not you're comfortable enough to take them. And I think what I've seen from Zach is the shot, he's more confident shooting the ball, but his defense, I think he's been trying to figure out the NBA game, how to not give up easy fouls, and then just honestly, you know, getting acclimated with his teammates, getting into the playbook. I think it's just been an adjustment for him that we've seen some high points and some low points. It's kind of bounced up and down throughout the season, and I expect it to honestly kind of continue that way. It's one of those I would have loved for him to have had better games specifically against the Wizards, only because that is when the national media is going to kind of, you know, they're going to drop in real quick and be like, oh, okay, well, how did the number one pick do against the number two pick? You know, disregarding how the rosters are set up and expectation, all those sorts of things. And I don't think he had some of his best games in those matchups. But hopefully when they do face, you know, some of these bigger teams, that he can get more comfortable in himself and with his teammates, and that it'll continue to grow. Because, yeah, so far he's looked every bit of a rookie, and it's just what you're going to, you know, kind of get used to.
929 The Game, Atlanta Hawks reporter Caleb Johnson joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. One final question just about Trae Young, the start to the season he's had. Again, putting up crazy numbers at the start, and takes a little knock yesterday. Just the start of his season, and then also an injury update for him. Is he going to be good to go against the Knicks?
Yeah, I mean, to start off the season the way he's done so has just been really, really incredible. I'm trying to remember. I think if he's not been the highest scorer in a game, it's been Jalen Johnson. And, you know, and a lot of those have been Trey scoring, 30, 38, 35, if I remember correctly. Like, it's just, it's been some really strong performances, and that's without getting into the double digits assists in pretty much every game. At the same time, you had to be concerned about the type of minutes that Trae Young has had to play, because there's been no Bogey Bogdanovich, because there's been no Kobe Bufkin. Those were his two, you know, kind of backup guards, like who were going to play for him when he was off the floor. With those guys being out, then you have to start relying on a guy like Keaton Wallace, amongst others, who can fill in like the literal minutes, but aren't going to be as effective. And when you're trying to win basketball games, there's been a short leash on Trae Young, and he's been playing a lot of minutes. And that was the good thing about Sunday. He didn't have to play a lot of minutes, and they got the win over the Pelicans. And then last night, it just didn't look good. I mean, he looked tired, and you throw on top of it this injury that, I'll be honest with you, I had never heard before. I did not know you can sprain your rib, but apparently that is what happened to Trae Young last night. He had a right rib sprain in that fourth quarter for his lowest point total. I haven't looked at it yet, but I cannot remember the time that Trae Young scored 2 points in a game. It's got to go back a couple of years, I'm sure. He is probable ahead of the Knicks game, so that makes me think, because if he was questionable, I would say, okay, well, you got a true 50-50 chance of him playing. The fact that they listed him as probable means he's most likely going to play against the Knicks, and they need him, because this team would be absolutely lost without Trae Young. Obviously, Quinn Snyder the other night after the loss to the Kings comes to the podium, has his little rant about, you know, we need to really start writing about Trae Young, and then he leaves after, you know, that one little question. So it's been Quinn's wanting everyone to realize the impact that Trae has had. I don't know that national media has necessarily caught up, but that's nothing new with him. But I would fully expect that Trae's type of play that he's shown and the leadership that has come along with it this season is going to continue.
Caleb, always appreciate the time as the season continues. We will certainly welcome you back on the show and make sure we stay in touch with what's going on with the Atlanta Hawks. Thanks so much, man.
All right, sounds good, man. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.